Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you're well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too, all really helps out the channel. Thank you so much to the new members, new subscribers, likes, and everything you do. It really does mean the world. And let's crack on with today's first story. Now, today's first story comes from Throwaway Amelia 2, and it does follow with an update. Before we get into it, it starts with a TLDR, which is too long, didn't read, and it starts in a bit of a random place, but summarizes a couple of sentences in, so bear with me. It's because the previous post was deleted, and that's why they got a summary now. So title is, Fiancé, female 29, wants to uninvite everyone from our wedding because she fell out of a handstand. Yes, you heard that right, a handstand. TLDR, I've since been blocked by her parents after trying to reach out about my concerns to get herself checked. And her best friends and bridesmaids also reached out to me and told me that she blocked them too. One of her best friends sent me a text that my fiancé sent to her about how she didn't want help after she fell, before blocking her and moving in with her sister. I was able to somewhat receive an answer from her parents and some of her friends who reached out to me on her behalf, and one of them also showed me a message that my fiancé sent to her before choosing to block her. However, my first post was removed for some reason. I'll summarize what it said here. Long story short, my fiancé and I were invited to a barbecue at the new home of one of her bridesmaids and best friends, and there were a lot of games there too. After everyone ate, Naomi and her husband gathered everyone for an impromptu talent show and encouraged everyone to participate. A few people didn't play, but my fiancé did, as a few of her friends did too. In my first post, I forgot to mention that she knew about the games beforehand, so she already had her act in mind before the party. When it was her turn, she tried to use a chair to do a handstand or headstand on the grass, placing her head on the base of the chair and holding the armrest with her hands. But when she went up, the chair tipped backwards and she fell on her back, and a few of us ran over, including myself, to make sure she was okay. She was crying after it happened, before me and one of her bridesmaids helped her sister to the bathroom away from everyone, and when we were inside, she said she wanted to leave. I helped her to the car and told her that I'd get her things so that she wouldn't have to see anyone anymore, and the bridesmaid and best friend stayed with her by the car as I did this. She was still crying on the drive back, and when we got home, she wanted to be left alone. I figured it was best not to push her into talking, so I tried my best to give her the space she wanted. She didn't talk about it until the next day, when she told me that she wanted to uninvite everyone at the party that saw her fall, and that was our first conversation. I told her that while I understood it was embarrassing and couldn't understand what she was feeling, uninviting everyone seemed like a bit much and might be emotional thinking too. But after I said that, she said that she wanted to postpone the wedding, and I told her she should take more time because she might feel differently in a few days, and she didn't find solace when I told her that no one would care in a couple of days too. She said that she didn't want to talk anymore and decided to sleep downstairs and eat separately from that night on, and it really hurt when she did that. However, she also decided to contact the wedding planner and tell her that we decided to cancel behind my back. And that was what made me write my first post. When I tried to talk to her after finding out, she yelled at me and told me to leave her alone, and that was when I reached out to my parents, who suggested that I try to contact hers. And I guess that's how we got the TLDR at the very start, you know, being blocked by the parents as well after trying to reach out about his concerns and getting herself checked. And we do have an update to this post as well. And we do have the comments to this post, although the main post was deleted, the comments are still there, so we'll cover some of those in a moment with replies from OP. But to me, it just feels like a huge overreaction to what happened. It feels like there's more to this that we're currently missing out, and I hope we do get that information in the update. And I understand, you know, people have different levels of embarrassment when something goes wrong. But whenever I've made an ass of myself many times in front of friends, and, you know, I'm always happy to go, you know, and it's embarrassing for a couple of days when you think about it, but then eventually it just fades away and it becomes one of those stories. But again, I know people deal with these things in different ways, but it still feels to me like there's something else there. To then think about, you know, uninviting all those people that saw it from your wedding as well. Yeah, it doesn't seem like normal behavior to me. And that's the first conversation you had as well. And I wonder if, you know, you mentioned about her getting checked, and I was wondering if you're talking about mental health issues there or something along those lines. Or maybe she's not sure about the wedding at all and finding some any random ass excuse to stop the wedding. I don't know. But Handsome Typing says, yeah, this sounds like a bigger issue, and she is using her embarrassment at the party as the fall guy for a deeper reason to postpone. It could be many things, and she may not even realize it, but her instincts do. Postponing and therapy are in order, it sounds like. I hope it works out. To which Opie replies saying, I hope that she would go after pretending I don't exist and eating alone and sleeping downstairs. But I feel like she already has one foot out the door, and who knows if she used the fall as an excuse. Different Instance 6 says, I also do yoga, and one time got blacked out drunk at a house party and did a handstand in a skirt with no underwear on. I still hang out with those people. Something else is up with your fiance. Vegetable Burrito said, did she hit her head? I'm not joking. This is super weird. To which Opie replied saying, her back hit the ground when the chair fell, and she might have probably hit her head too. But someone else was saying that she might have also had a foot out the door already. She fell on the grass though, but still from chair height. And one more from Stranger on Reddit who says, what happened and her reaction just don't add up to me. I don't understand how her embarrassment has led to her basically pretending you don't exist while living in the same house, and cancelling the wedding over embarrassment. Does she also plan on never seeing any of these people ever again? Because if not, the whole embarrassment thing kind of feels like an excuse. Maybe she is using this experience as her out because she's not ready or wanting to get married. In any case, the silent treatment and avoidance is a huge red flag. Out of curiosity, how long have you been together? Is this typical behavior for her? To which Opie replied saying, we knew each other since college but started dating in our senior year-ish. We were supposed to be married already, but thanks to COVID, we postponed. I'm not buying it either, but she hasn't talked to anyone in the wedding party since, as some people were contacting me out of concern for her and telling me that she wasn't responding to a few of them, people who she chose to be in her bridal party. But now, let's move on to the update to hopefully get a conclusion to this one. So update, after ignoring me and telling the planner we were cancelling, I felt that was her way of saying we were done despite not officially saying it to me. When I tried to reach out to her parents numerous times before my first post, they missed every call and never returned my detailed email about what happened in the week since the party. A few people commented that I wasn't being considerate of her feelings, but I feel like I tried my best to support her. From helping her leave without seeing anyone or getting her things and not pushing her to talk until she was ready. I don't feel like I was pushy at all. A few people also said she could have suffered a brain injury from falling from chair height and never visiting a doctor, stating how side effects don't always show immediately, but that she should still get checked out. It was almost a week from the party when I wrote my first post, and in my edit, I said I would try to call or email her parents again because my top priority was making sure she was okay and hoping they could convince her to see a doctor, since she refused when I asked. I've since tried to call or email them numerous times, but I've been blocked as my email has not been returned either. I tried to talk to my fiance since too, but she said that she'd be leaving to stay with her sister after she gathered everything she wanted to. I'll get back to that in a moment, but in my last post I mentioned how her best friend and bridesmaids reached out to me to ask me how she was doing since the fall. And they also told me she had ghosted their texts and calls, and that they were concerned about her. I was surprised because some of them were her best friends, and if she had vent to anyone, I figured it'd be them. They were also concerned that she didn't get checked and had left their messages on read, but as of writing this, she also blocked them too. However, one of her best friends sent me a text that my fiancé sent to her about the bridesmaids who helped her to the bathroom, and as far as I know, she's the only one who received a response so far. Long story short, my fiancé vented to her about how she didn't want help when she and a few others, including myself, ran over after she fell. And she also vented about how Naomi and her husband were show-offs for hosting a barbecue in their new home, among other things. However, when the best friend told her that no one was thinking about her fall, and that everyone who ran over was genuinely concerned about her, and that she should get herself checked, that's when she blocked her and didn't respond. As of right now, my ex-fiancé is staying with her sister after she came over to help her with her things, and it was only when she was there that my fiancé finally decided to say that she was done. I told her that I received the message when she told the planner we had cancelled behind my back, but some of her best friends told me they were sorry for me and that they were surprised with her actions too, after hearing how she treated me at home. I personally thought that it was connected to her pride of currently doing yoga and being a former gymnast, but some things I guess I'll never know. It still hurts a lot with a sudden shock, but some people recommended talking to a therapist, and it's something I'm trying to consider with my insurance. Wedding stuff is complicated, but I just want it to be over soon. Dad's suggesting a lawyer, and that's where we're looking at right now. Although, it still hurts like hell. Edit. Our wedding was scheduled for the summer, and we had been together for a few years since around post-college after knowing each other in college. This was the first that I'd ever seen her embarrassed in front of other people in such a way. But when others asked if she had shown similar reactions to things not going her way in the past, this was the first embarrassment like this. I don't know if she faced similar things at her job, but she does not work a customer-facing company and never told me if it ever did. Now, what do you guys make of this one? What do you think is going on? A lot of people still go in, you know, maybe she did really hurt herself and it's something to do with that, because it's such an irrational response. You know, she's a former gymnast. Part of her training, she's probably falling all the time. And I know it's different, you know, when you embarrass yourself in front of friends, or it can be for some people for sure. But what's your thoughts on this story? Let me know in the comments below.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This story is from a throwaway account titled, "Am I the Arsehole for Telling My Nephew the Truth and Not Giving My Brother a Chance?" and does come with an update as well. My nephew, Jamie, 17 male, is in trouble with his dad, my brother and stepmom, because he locked himself in his room and left his stepsisters, 13 and 9, alone, even though he was supposed to watch them. He's currently not allowed to drive his car, unless his sisters want to go somewhere, hang out with friends, and my brother even took some of his things, clothes and jewelry that his mother made. Background info. Jamie's mother used to design clothes and make jewelry since she was a teenager. It wasn't her job, but a hobby, and she honestly made some pretty neat stuff. After she passed, Jamie took the things and even wears the jewelry. He wears some clothes, but most of them are for women or girls, and he's too tall for them. Lol. When I asked my brother why in the world he took those things, he said his wife said it'd make him understand consequences better or something. He also said he'd give the things back after his punishment was over. Anyways, my brother told me that his wife gave most of the things to her friends and family. Some things were completely ruined by the girls. I honestly freaked. Jamie adores his mother's creations, and now he has nothing but maybe two rings and a necklace. Almost 20 years worth of things gone in a month. I was horrified and heartbroken. My brother basically called me because Jamie has been asking for his things back and he doesn't know what to do. I told him to fuck off and text Jamie immediately and informed him of what happened. He was upset but thankful. About 2 hours later, my brother showed up at my house. He was in tears and asked why the hell I did that. He said I didn't even warn him and now he's afraid that he won't be able to fix his relationship with Jamie. He called me for help to make things right and I didn't give him a chance to fix things. I told him that Jamie not talking to him was his own fault and he said that wasn't the point. He insists I should have helped him get the things back. He called me a bitch and an asshole and said he hoped I was happy now. I don't think I'm the asshole because if it were my things, I'd want to know. Jamie even said he appreciated it and again, my brother honestly deserves this. But I do see his point and his wife slash our parents think I'm in the wrong as well. Now there's no way you're going to be the asshole in this situation. You just told Jamie what they did and this is the consequences of their actions. Your brother sounds like an absolute berk and his wife even worse. They think that, you know, this could fix things, taking away his mum's stuff and it's got destroyed. I can feel myself boiling up just thinking about it. But before we go to the update, Educational Cup 9850 says, not the arsehole. And after reading through the comments, I must cackle in glee. Your brother, his wife and his stepdaughters. If they don't become persona non grata in your area and circles after this, they'll sure be close, lol. Who would want to be friends with someone who strips a child of their deceased parents' handmade creations and give them away without letting the child know? As some twisted form of punishment. I cackle in further at the karma coming their way. Binky says, not the arsehole, your brother sounds awful and his wife absolutely horrific. The idea that he could fix things without giving Jamie his stuff back is laughable. Curious though, if your brother is a widower or a divorcee, he certainly doesn't seem to be very sympathetic to Jamie's mother's memory. Nerdgirl71 says they only think you're in the wrong because they look like assholes. Who the hell punishes a kid by taking away and distributing the one thing he has left from his mum, much less a deceased mum? He was stupid to listen to his wife. I don't think they can come back from this. Hope your brother is prepared to never hear from his son when he turns 18. I'd be livid. Poor kid. Can you help him get some of the stuff back? Can he come live with you? Not the arsehole. Hunter Car Goddess says, not the arsehole. You need to tell your brother that he needs to demand his wife to get all of Jamie's mother's things back, or she can get the hell out of his house. What she did was incredibly cruel. She went behind your brother's back to do the most damage possible to his son. He needs to open his eyes and see the monster he married. Hoplite68 says, not the arsehole, tell your brother maybe now he'll understand the consequences. In this instance, the consequence for being an absolute failure of a parent who allows his current wife and stepchildren to walk all over his son just because he's too weak-willed or lazy to stop it. Your nephew needs people who are family, something his father has proved he is absolutely not. Tell your brother he either gets his wife to get all the things she stole back or you'll make sure the only family your brother has are the ones in his house. Now let's move on to the update to find out what happened next. So, hi everyone. I promised that I'd update after my nephew moved in, so yeah. These past few days have just been a bit busy with not just this situation but the Ukraine crisis as well. We're Polish-Canadian, so I'm sorry if this isn't worded too well. Anyways, first the jewelry and clothes. As of right now, we've got back 75% of the things. All the mutual friends were cooperative and not only did they return the things, but they also contacted others that I'm not friends with and got stuff from them as well. My brother was in charge of getting the stuff back from his wife's relatives and they were all disgusted by her behavior and returned the things. We're still waiting on a relative that is on vacation, but she's shocked as well. We also made a Facebook post about the situation and we got some stuff back through that as well. I mentioned this in a comment, but it's true that mean and borderline evil people exist, but clearly good people do as well. So many people both on here and real life have been extremely supportive. Everything else was unfortunately destroyed by the girls, but my brother's trying to see if they can be fixed. So my nephew actually moved in on Thursday. He was happy, yes, but something was off. He was just extremely down and looked kind of scared. He was always in his room. My husband said it was probably because of everything that happened, but something felt wrong, so I decided to talk to him. I was given permission to tell you all what we talked about. Basically, my nephew is terrified that we're going to send him back. His 13-year-old stepsister freaked when she found out he was moving with me and filled his head with a bunch of bullshit. I know the 13-year-old is only 13, but just for clarification, she horrifies me. I didn't know 13-year-olds could be so cruel until my nephew told me all the things she's done to him. I'm not going to go into much detail regarding her, as both my nephew and I agreed that we don't want that on the internet, but what I will say is that I am extremely concerned because the things she's done and said to my nephew are insane. I told my brother and he was horrified as well. He talked to his wife about this and the woman was aware of her daughter's behavior and even excused it. They had a fight and the woman took her daughters and went to her parents. In summary, they are ending things. He and my nephew also talked and I think there's hope. It's small, but it's there. Despite all this, my nephew will still be living with me until the end of the summer. He's planning on living on residence for university, but the uni is only about 30 minutes away, so my home will always be available to him. He will be seeing a therapist to deal with what seems to be depression and some self-harm and suicide thoughts. Again, I will not go into detail about this. My brother and I talked it out as well, and although we are both still upset with how the other handled things, we've decided to just focus on helping my nephew. These past few days have been really overwhelming, and I'm making this post to update you guys, but also so I can sort out my thoughts and feelings. I'm sad, angry, and frustrated, but I'm also relieved. I'm relieved that I got my nephew out of there because, while this hurts me to type or even think about, my nephew believes he wouldn't have made it till June. He was in a horrible place both mentally and physically and kept it all bottled up, and while I feel guilty for not realizing or taking action sooner, I'm going to use that energy to help him heal. We're going to see his mother's family during March break and overall, things seem better. It's too early to tell, but we've taken that first step. It's only a matter of pushing through. Hope everyone else in similar situations or dealing with depression or similar thoughts find strength and know that I'm hoping the best for you all. First off, what an absolute wonderful aunt to step in when she did, and it sounds like, you know, thank goodness she did step in, because who knows what would have happened down the road. You know, it can be very easy, especially in family situations, to not want to get involved because, you know, that's your family. You don't want to cause conflict within your family. But by aunt stepping in this situation, she's potentially saved her nephew. And I'm very glad that they got the majority of that jewelry and items back. And whatever nephew has gone through, I really wish them the very best in healing with a therapist and getting their life back on track, because it sounds like they've been through an absolute traumatic time, and I'm sure it's going to take a while to get to that point, but I really do wish you the best. Now, what do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below, and just a huge thank you for spending 20 to 30 minutes with me today, getting involved in the stories, the comments. Everything you do is absolutely amazing. Never forget the difference you really do make. At the end of this video, there will be a couple of playlists that you can click on and it'll scroll through the videos for you if you want to get involved further, and it will do so you don't have to keep clicking individual videos. It will just literally scroll through them. Thank you so much for your love, support, and time, and I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love. Wake up, get up, stretch my legs, eat some breakfast, milk and eggs, brush my teeth up, wash my face, throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.